Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by the Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of the Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we will be talking about how to position yourself as a passive candidate in your animal health or veterinary career. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
Now, Stacy, we've discussed passive candidates before on the podcast. So what motivated you to discuss this topic again today?
Well, I think there is still some misunderstanding in the marketplace about what a passive candidate is and how a person can become one. Growing your animal health or veterinary career without being an active job seeker is not only possible, but it's also not as difficult as some people may think it is. So I want to dispel any myths that might exist regarding this topic.
That makes complete sense. To start off, could you define what a passive candidate is and why it's important for professionals to consider this approach if they want to grow their animal health or veterinary career?
Certainly. A passive candidate is someone who is currently employed and not actively seeking a new job, but could be open to the right opportunity. In the animal health industry and veterinary profession, where specialized skills and expertise are highly valued, passive candidates often have a wealth of experience that can bring immense value to different organizations. Now, the importance of considering this approach lies in the fact that many of the top candidates may not be actively searching for new opportunities. And this is especially the case if you're talking about the top 5 to 10% of professionals in the field. By positioning yourself as a passive candidate, you open up yourself to exciting possibilities that you may not have encountered through traditional job search methods.
That also makes sense. So, how does one go about positioning themselves as a passive candidate? Are there specific strategies or steps individuals can take?
Well, absolutely. So positioning yourself as a passive candidate requires a proactive and strategic approach, and there are a few key steps involved.
And what are those steps?
Well, there are 5, actually, and the first one is to cultivate a strong online presence.
Does that mean LinkedIn?
Yes, but not only LinkedIn. Ensure your LinkedIn profile is up to date with a comprehensive summary of your skills and achievements, but don't let your account just sit there. Engage in industry-related discussions and share your insights to showcase your expertise. Also, consider creating a personal blog or website to highlight your work, experiences, and thought leadership. And the second step is something that I am quite passionate about, which is networking strategically. And this means multiple things, starting with attending industry conferences, seminars, and events. However, it also means joining online forums and groups related to your animal health or veterinary career and fostering relationships with professionals in the field, both within and outside of your current organization.
Awesome. And what's the third item on our list today?
The third item is also something about which I am passionate, which is leveraging professional development. Specifically, stay current with the latest advancements in the field through continuous learning and professional development. Not only that, but obtain certifications or advanced degrees that enhance your skills and make you stand out. And our fourth tip is related to this,
which is
showcase your achievements. So highlight your accomplishments in your current role, in your resume, and on your LinkedIn profile. If you have the ability and are the resources, also create a portfolio that showcases projects, publications, or any other relevant achievements. And the fifth and final item on our list is perhaps the most important, which is staying open to conversations.
Is that another way of saying being open to opportunity?
It is. When you're open to opportunity, you're open to having having a conversation about other employment opportunities. Even if you're not actively looking, be open to networking and informational interviews. In addition, respond to messages from recruiters and consider exploring opportunities that align with your long-term career goals.
Those are valuable tips, Stacey. I especially like the emphasis on networking and staying open to conversations. And now, since you've already broached the subject, let's talk about the role of recruiters in this process. How can professionals build relationships with recruiters to enhance their chances of being considered for opportunities?
Building strong relationships with recruiters is a two-way street. And once again, I have five tips for professionals looking to connect with recruiters. The first tip is to be proactive. Reach out to an experienced and reputable recruiting firm in the animal health industry or veterinary profession. Express your interest in staying informed about potential opportunities. You can also attend networking events where recruiters might be present. And second, clearly articulate your career goals to the recruiter, including the types of roles you're interested in and the skills that you bring to the table. Provide the recruiter with a comprehensive overview of your experience and expertise. This will help both of you. And third, stay engaged. Keep in touch with recruiters even when you are not actively looking for a job, and share industry insights or updates that may be relevant to their work. And then fourth, be responsive.
So Stacey, what does that mean exactly, being responsive?
If a recruiter reaches out to you, respond promptly and professionally. Even if you're not interested in a particular opportunity, maintaining a positive and responsive communication style is critical.
Is that for personal branding reasons?
Yes, for personal branding reasons. And then our fifth item might again be the most important one on our list.
Which is what?
Building trust. It's important to establish trust with your recruiter by being transparent about your career aspirations and any concerns or considerations you may have, and treat recruiters as partners in your career journey, because in essence, that's exactly what they are.
Excellent advice, Stacey. Now, let's address a concern that some professionals might have, the fear of being perceived as disloyal to their current employer if they explore opportunities while still employed. How can individuals manage this delicate balance?
Well, it is a valid concern, Caleb, and one that many professionals grapple with. The key is to approach the situation with transparency and professionalism.
So let me guess, you have five key tips or strategies for that too?
That's a great guess, because I do. Mm-hmm. And the first strategy is to recognize that confidentiality is key. This means when engaging with recruiters or exploring opportunities, emphasize the importance of confidentiality. Request that any discussions about your potential candidacy remain confidential until a later stage.
And if you're working with an experienced and reputable recruiter, they will completely understand, correct?
Yes, they will. And second, be mindful of the timing of your job search activities. Avoid conducting job-related tasks during work hours or using company resources for your search. This should go without saying, but you might be surprised by how many professionals are not aware of this, or even if they are aware of it, they don't practice it. And then third, communicate tactfully and honestly with your recruiter. If something changes, be sure to let them know that's the case. Don't hold back information from them because you think that that's going to give you some kind of advantage.
You have to treat your recruiter like your partner, like you mentioned earlier.
Yes, exactly. Treat your recruiter like a partner. And the fourth tip is to be selective. Only pursue opportunities that genuinely align with your career goals. This selective approach reinforces the idea that you are focused on finding the right fit, not just any job. Your recruiter should understand this as well. And then finally, before looking externally, explore potential growth opportunities within your current organization. Communicate your career aspirations to your supervisor and explore possibilities for advancement. I've mentioned this before in the podcast, but there are two main ways to grow your animal health or veterinary career. You can either do it externally by securing an employment opportunity with another organization, or you can do it internally by seeking growth opportunities with your current employer.
Those are practical suggestions, Stacey, and I'm sure they will help our listeners to navigate this aspect of their careers more effectively. Now, let's talk about the evolving landscape of the animal health industry and veterinary profession. How can professionals stay adaptable and position themselves as valuable assets in a rapidly changing field?
Adaptability is indeed crucial in today's dynamic job market. And once again, I have a handful of strategies for staying adaptable and positioning yourself as a valuable asset, starting with embracing continuous learning and education. This means staying informed about the latest developments in the field through workshops, webinars, and conferences. It also means pursuing additional certifications or training programs to enhance your skills. And the second strategy is developing a growth mindset,
which is something else we've discussed before.
Absolutely, and I can't emphasize it enough. It's one of the major keys to experiencing more success in a person's animal health or veterinary career. Approach challenges with a growth mindset, viewing them as opportunities to learn and improve. Not only that, but also seek feedback from colleagues and supervisors to identify areas for growth. Having a growth mindset means actively looking for ways to grow, not sitting back on your laurels. And then our third tip or strategy is to diversify your skill set to make yourself more versatile. This could include developing proficiency in new technologies or expanding your knowledge beyond your current specialization. As you can see, this ties into continuous training and education.
It does seem as though all of these tips and strategies are connected to each other in one way or another.
Well, they are, and that includes the next items, which is networking with industry leaders. It's important to connect with leaders in the animal health industry and veterinary profession to gain insights into emerging trends and opportunities. One way to accomplish this is to attend conferences and events where you can engage with other professionals.
And as we discussed earlier, one of these professionals could be a recruiter.
Yes, that's right. And our fifth and final tip is to stay tech savvy. This means familiarizing yourself with emerging technologies that are relevant to your animal health or veterinary career. In addition, showcase your ability to adapt to technological advancements on your resume and LinkedIn profile.
Which pretty much brings everything back full circle. Stacy, do you have any additional tips for those listeners who would like to position themselves as passive job candidates in their animal health or veterinary career?
Yes, I would like to emphasize the importance of authenticity throughout the process. Be sure to be true to yourself and your career goals. While strategically positioning yourself is essential, it should align with your values and aspirations. In addition, building a strong professional network and fostering genuine connections will not only enhance your chances of being noticed by recruiters, but also contribute to your overall career satisfaction.
Well, Stacy, we are just about out of time. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up today's podcast episode?
Yes, I'd like to say that people who position themselves as a passive candidate typically experience more success in their animal health or veterinary career than people who do not. And there are multiple reasons why this is the case. First of all, passive candidates are typically seen as more attractive to employers. Employers often associate passive candidates with stability as they are already engaged in a role and not driven solely by the urgency of finding employment. This perceived stability can make passive candidates more appealing and trustworthy to potential employers. And second, as we discussed, passive candidates often have the luxury of being selective. Since they're not in a rush to secure a job, then they can carefully evaluate and choose opportunities that truly align with their skills, values, and long-term career objectives. This leads to a higher likelihood of finding a role that not only matches their qualifications, but also provides a satisfying and fulfilling work environment. And third, being a passive candidate allows individuals to negotiate more effectively. They are not desperate to leave their current position, giving them the upper hand in discussions about salary, benefits, and work conditions. This negotiation power can result in more favorable terms and a better overall employment package.
In other words, they have more leverage.
That's right. They have more leverage. And while it's a good thing to have leverage, it's even better if you're able to use that leverage to effectively grow your animal health or veterinary career.
Now, Stacey, before we close today's podcast episode, how can members of our listening audience contact you?
You can visit the Vet Recruiter website at thevetrecruiter.com. I would recommend navigating the Contact Us section in the main navigation. We would be happy to discuss your career goals, your hiring needs, or both.
And Stacey, thank you so much for joining us today and for all of this great information about how to position yourself as a passive candidate in your animal health or veterinary career.
It's been my pleasure, Caleb, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.
Now, if you are a passive candidate open to animal health jobs or veterinarian jobs, send the Vet Recruiter your resume so that we can keep your qualifications in mind. And for employers needing to hire animal health professionals or veterinarians, be sure to reach out to the Vet Recruiter at www.thevetrecruiter.com.